And now, James Gravel.
In a previous program, we observed that sometimes things happen to us that may be Satan's doings rather than God's. In Luke 13:11 through 17, Christ healed a woman who had a spirit of infirmity and could not raise herself up. Luke 13, verse 16 speaks clearly of this woman whom Satan had bound for 18 years. Did Satan, the serpent of old, who deceives the whole world, Revelation 12, verse 9, afflict that poor woman under the expansive endorsement of God's sovereign will? Yes, just as every action is carried out under such a general authorization. But was it God who meted out the pain and hardship on this woman? No, it was not. In 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 9, we read of a thorn in Paul's side. What was the origin of that thorn? The Bible speaks with great clarity regarding the fact that it was a messenger of Satan. Did the devil, who walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, 1 Peter 5:8, afflict Paul within the specific boundaries of God's sovereign will? Yes, just as he carries out every action within those boundaries. But was it God who was responsible for Paul being burdened with such an affliction? No, it was not. Notice what Paul said in Romans 15, verses 30 through 32. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, to join me in earnest prayer to God, so that by God's will I may come to you. Paul expressed a desire to visit the Christians in Rome, and he was eventually granted that desire of his heart, albeit by traveling as a prisoner of the Roman government. Yet notice what he later wrote in 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 18. We wanted to come to you, but Satan hindered us. In one instance, Paul was permitted to go and preach the gospel. Yet in another instance, Satan hindered him. Did Satan, who Paul called the God of this age, 2 Corinthians 4:4, hinder Paul from going to Thessalonica? Well, yes, he did. Just as he works within the wide-ranging scope of God's sovereign will to hinder every good work of Christians. But was it God who hampered Paul's efforts to visit the Christians in Thessalonica in order to encourage and exhort them? No, it was not.